Green Seed Radio, presented by the Green Building Exchange and AM 860, KTRB.
This segment of Green Seed Radio is brought to you by the Green Building Exchange, your complete showroom for green building products and services at 305 Main Street in Redwood City, or online at greenbuildingexchange.com.
Greetings, I'm Mo Milady, your host for the next 2 hours here on Green Seed Radio, a show about what's working, sustainable building, and green living. In our first hour, you're going to love this story, a veggie-fueled caravan that teaches school kids about sustainability, as well as plants trees. They're called the Fruit Tree Tour. Plus, an innovative company called Carbon Science that is taking carbon dioxide and turning it into useful products. And one of the world's leading theorists and authors in ecological city design and planning, Richard Register, will be here promoting the Eco City World Summit coming up in San Francisco during Earth Day Week in April. And Agile Waves has a home resource monitor that shows your energy use in real time. Then in our second hour, Mark Palmer from the San Francisco Department of Environment's Municipal Green Buildings Program, John Daly on Fujitsu mini splitters, and Mark Hellman, designer and owner of Earth Energy Landscaping. Thanks to KTRB 860 AM and Green Building Exchange in Redwood City for making this show possible, for being our support bra, so to speak. Now, Green Building Exchange, get this, they're having a green transportation fair on April 12th. You can join them for the future of transportation. They'll have hybrids, solar and hydrogen systems, biodiesel, natural gas fueled trucks, music and food, and educational displays. It's happening on Saturday, April 11th, Green Building Exchange, 305 Main Street in Redwood City. Learn more at greenbuildingexchange.com. All right, let's get this show on the road. My next guest is a modern-day Johnny Appleseed with Common Vision. Please welcome Leo Buck. Hi, Leo.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. Now, you are obviously out and about. Where are you guys right now?
Right now, the tour is in Santa Barbara. I'm on my way from today's planting back to our host ranch to go fix one of the buses.
So let's talk about what Common Vision is, and it's a tree planting tour. Just give us a little history.
About 5 years ago, Common Vision decided to start running this program called Fruit Tree Tour. We visit 50 urban schools all over the state of California and plant over 1,000 fruit trees on the campuses of the schools.
In addition to that, what else are you doing with the kids? You're teaching them about sustainability?
Our program is a day-long thing. It starts with a green theater piece that teaches kids about sustainability and earth stewardship through dancing, music, eco-hip-hop, storytelling, all sorts of fun stuff. And then the kids break into three groups. There's a tree planting group, there's a traditional agricultural drumming group, and there's a group where the kids write their own eco-hip-hop, and all the kids rotate through the three groups for the rest of the day.
Wow. Now, you guys have been doing this for 5 years?
Yep.
And how did this all come about?
It all came about in 2004. We got a large donation of trees from tree people, headed on up to Santa Cruz, and worked in about 12 Santa Cruz County schools as a pilot program to this tour. And it was such a great success with students, teachers, and administrators that we said, let's take it statewide.
I love it. Now, you have the title, I love your title, Leo, the Organic Mechanic. So you're an alternative energy specialist. So tell us a little bit about what makes the vehicle green and what you're doing to reduce your carbon footprint.
A couple of things that we do that's special is we run all 7 vehicles on our tour on recycled vegetable oil. So we use waste vegetable oil from fryers as our fuel. In addition to that, all the electricity on the tour is provided by solar panels. And the interiors of all the buses are decked out in sustainable materials like bamboo and recycled paper countertops.
Now, what has been the response from the kids and the parents since you've come around?
It's generally a response of incredible excitement. It's really an abnormal program for the schools. I think the kids get really excited by the planting of trees, by the drumming, by the hip-hop. And most of all, I think the kids get excited around, there's this concept we work with a lot of cooperation, where the kids are working together to create something better for the world. And that's not something they get to do every day, and they get really excited about it.
Tell me about the Green Theater.
The Green Theater is a performance piece that we do at the beginning of the day for the whole school, so from anywhere from 300 to 2,000 kids, that tells the story of two students who get an assignment from their teacher to see how local foods interact with global climate change. Through a trip that they go on, they meet all sorts of different characters who teach them different things about how local foods can impact the environment that you live in.
Wow. Now, you're also an eco-hip-hopper, and I am going to put you on the spot here. Would you share some of your rap that you do on this tour?
All right. It's a little tough without a beat, but I can do it. Here we go. Fruit tree tour, make the grocery store obsolete. I feel complete when I harvest a fresh tree. Or feel the beat of the drum over the city's hum. We all need food, so you know we got to grow some. More to come later. For now, I will leave you with the simple disclaimer. We gonna cool down the planet, so put on your sweater. Common vision says, mow trees, mow better.
Dig it. Yo. That is fresh. Wow. Well, Jade, Paul West invited me to come along, so I might be joining you later on this month, a couple days.
Nice.
You did say you're using vegetable oil. Now, do you have things set up beforehand with the fast food restaurants, or how are you procuring that oil?
Yeah, what I do is I arrange in advance with restaurants along the route and come and pick up their used fryer oil.
Do you have something that you're pulling? Because I know with biodiesel, you have to clean up all the gook and make sure to get the fries out and donuts, what have you. So what's that process entail?
One of the things that's unique about our straight vegetable oil systems is that about 4 years ago, me and two of the people I work with developed an onboard filtration system. So we literally do all our processing onboard the vehicles.
What is your background? Is how did you get to become the organic mechanic here with this veggie oil-powered tree planting tour? That's called the Fruit Tree Tour.
Well, about 6 years ago now, I met Blair, the founder of the organization, and he had one bus touring the country doing biofuel education. And at that time, they were running the bus on biodiesel. Shortly afterwards, one of the people I've worked with for many years, Brock Archer, converted their bus to run on vegetable oil, and then I got into doing it right off the bat, maintaining that bus. And then since then, we've done about 450 veggie oil conversions.
That's beautiful. Because of the success of the Fruit Tree Tour, and you're going around with this veggie oil bus, it's very colorful. You're doing the drumming and the eco hip hop, the green theater, and you're teaching kids about sustainability. Do you see this fruit tree planting tour being replicated across the country?
Absolutely. In the long run, we would love to see this program replicated nationwide.
When are you coming to the Bay Area? We want to check you out.
For more information about our schedule, you can check out our website. It's www.commonvision.org.
We've been speaking to the tour's organic mechanic and homegrown eco-hip-hopper, Leo Buck of Common Vision. And your website?
www.commonvision.org.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mo.
This segment of Green Seed Radio is brought to you by the Green Building Exchange, your complete showroom for green building products and services at 305 Main Street in Redwood City, or online at greenbuildingexchange.com.
Talk about wireless waste.
100 million cell phones per year are thrown away in the U.S. alone.
Old cell phones are discarded. A large number of phones also end up in landfills and incinerators.
That's Eric Most from Inform talking about their new report, Calling All Cell Phones.
Cell phones contain a large number of hazardous substances which pollute the air when burned in incinerators and leach into soil and drinking water when landfilled. These substances include arsenic, beryllium, and lead and have been associated with cancer and a number of other reproductive disorders.
So before you hang up your old cell phone, make the right call.
There are a number of programs which will accept cell phones and either recycle them or refurbish them. To learn about these programs, you can go to www.recyclewirelessphones.com.
That's Planet Check.